And with your musical signature and sound on the lips of all the people in town, each person becomes a salesman for your station.
When the sun goes down, color the sound of KRIO, iridescent. CKEY in Toronto, where everything stops for the news. WEBC, Channel 56. Button up your overcoat, Mr. X has got the word.
KLZ,
beautiful music on KNBR, San Francisco.
KXOK, the winner. It's the foremost in the nation. Now America's greatest station.
Music City, KSEL.
He's on!
Big George.
WPGC, Good Guys Radio.
WNCA,
play pow 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 power.
14 on 77 WABC. Fun.
WPOP
from WB, it pays to.
123WB, Cincinnati.
$1 million, beautiful weekend with the music 12:30 and you.
The passion for jingles started when I was really young. I was probably 7 or 8 or 9 years old listening to WLS in Chicago, and I just loved the station, and I started the kind of playing DJ in my room. I had a turntable, and my father had brought home some kind of goofy dictaphone tape player or something, so I'd record my own commercials and play them, and I thought this was just the most wonderful thing in the world. A little 8-year-old kid, you know. In college I got into radio. I went to the University of Michigan and started working at the campus station, and then quickly picked up a high-paying, high-powered career at the amazing WPAG AM and FM, which very few people listen to.
Your weekend fun radiates around WFOM 1230.
And then stayed in radio when I moved back to Toledo at a station called WOHO, and had a very minor career there.
And when you went to Dallas, you were, of course, going to the legendary PAM Studios at 4141 Office Parkway.
That's where it was, and, you know, a lot of people may be impressed by that address, but it was in kind of a, you know, little industrial neighborhood on a little side street, and not that fancy of a place.
The end sound.
What made PAM's the premier company?
You know, TM's jingles, if you analyze them, they're beautifully written, beautifully crafted. But PAM's did something different with every single little jingle. Maybe it was a backwards wind chime, or some kind of goofy speeded up xylophone, or maybe the singers were singing through some kind of Leslie speaker on an organ, so their voice was distorted, or something.
Channel 69.
Bill Meeks, president of PAMS, was certainly not a great musician, but what he did do was he endeavored to make his jingles stand out. I'm very fortunate that I happened to be in the right place at the right time to play even a very small part in popularizing these things and making them accessible to people that are interested. So I'm very lucky. I'm just the guy that happened to, you know, be there at the right time.
The end sound. WAB Channel 69.
And now may we suggest that you replay the tape. A good test for successful music is the wearability. After listening approximately 3 times, please call Buddy or Bill, Collect, Lakeside 6, 7721, Dallas, Texas. Also, if you're interested in the very best custom merchant jingles, ask Buddy to send you a sample tape. Thank you.